Good afternoon and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, in downtown Marion, in Air Chair 1, ready to go for another show. Well, I hope you all are doing okay out there, enjoying this fall day. It looks like the rain's going to move in tomorrow, right? But for now, hey, it's not bad out there. The farmers are taking off their crops. I noticed on the way in, several fields being taken off and several already being off already. My wife says, hey, we were going down the road the other day. She says, hey, look at there. They're taking that wheat off. I said, I think that's beans, honey. She says, oh, okay. But taking off the beans and corn and getting that farmland all worked out there. So, hey, if you're a farmer, hey, best of luck to you as you do that. And like I said, all the best to you from all of us here at Offbeat News and Trivia. I want to say thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Tire is located at 108 West Main Street in Waldo. Their hours are Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. They have both new and used tires. They also offer full-service automotive repair. Waldo Tire's telephone number is 740-726-2155. That's 740-726-2155. Facebook, Waldo Tire and Automotive. Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. When you get a chance, check out my website. It's radionate.webs.com. That's radionate.webs.com, W-E-B-S. And, of course, we're streaming online right now at wwgh1071.com. When the page loads up, just scroll down a little bit. You'll see the Listen Live button. Click on that, and away you will go. You can hear us on the Internet. So there's that option for you as well. Well, this weekend, my wife and I went down to my brother and sister-in-law's house, and we had ourselves a good time, did some four-wheeling, and ate some good food and had some good fellowship. It's about a two-hour drive down in southern Ohio, and like I said, we had ourselves a good time, and I hope you had a good weekend as well. Well, it is fall, so I have some tips here for fall fitness. Take advantage of the weather. Fall can be a treat for the senses. The crisp air, apple picking, pumpkin carving, a gorgeous canopy of fall foliage, and the crunch of leaves underfoot. These months are a great time to exercise outdoors and enjoy cooler temperatures. Think outside the box. Always wanted to learn to tap dance, attempt to box, mash the jump rope? Ask anybody. Fall is a great time to learn something new. Many classes at gyms and elsewhere get started in the fall, so look around and see if something interests you. Integrate exercise into your life. You already know the obvious suggestions. Park further away from your destination. Take stairs instead of elevators. Take a walk during your lunch break. Remember the 30-day rule. It takes about 4 weeks for the body to adapt to lifestyle changes. That's why people who give up on their fitness programs tend to do so within the first 30 days. Strive for the three C's: commitment, convenience, and consistency. The three C's and having all three will lead to a successful fitness program. Dress in layers. When exercising outside, layer your clothing. Before your body warms up, you may feel chilled, but once the blood gets pumping, you'll feel overdressed. And find your motivation. People are motivated by different things. It's important to first discover what your individual goals are, whether it's losing weight, strengthening and toning, or preparing for a race or event. So there's some tips for fall fitness for you. And now let's turn to the trivia. Today I'm giving away a $5 Taco Bell gift card. We'll give that away at 4:55 this afternoon. And here's what you need to do for a chance to win. All you need to do is call and answer a trivia question, and I will in turn put you in a drawing, and then at 4:55 this afternoon, we will draw a name and find out who the winner is, okay? All you need to do is dial that number, 740-383-9944, and answer one of these trivia questions. Keep calm and carry on is the slogan of which nation? "Keep calm and carry on" is the slogan of which nation? What is the name of the character that Johnny Depp plays in Pirates of the Caribbean? What is the name of the character that Johnny Depp plays in Pirates of the Caribbean? Where is the Oval Office located in the White House? Where is the Oval Office located in the White House? 740-383-9944. This place is known as the City of Brotherly Love. What is the city called? This place is known as the City of Brotherly Love. What is the city called? How many players are there on a baseball team? How many players are there on a baseball team? Hi, we're on the air.
All right.
Hey, Bob, how are you?
You're looking for Philadelphia.
Yes, I'm looking for Philadelphia. That is correct.
Right.
How's your day going? How you been?
Oh, I'm hanging in here.
Hanging in there. All right. All right.
Yeah. One day at a time anymore.
Yep, that's what we got to take it. Just one day at a time.
Right.
Yes,
right,
sir.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll get ready to get back to his horses.
All right. Thanks, Bob.
Yep.
Bye-bye. Okay. Which fictional city is the home of Batman? Which fictional city is the home of Batman? How many feet are in a mile? How many feet are in a mile? Who was the pretty woman in the 1990 film? Who was the pretty woman in the 1990 film? Who is the author of the Harry Potter series? Who is the author of the Harry Potter series? Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, Oval Office in the West Wing.
Yes, in the West Wing. That is right. Well, how are you doing today?
Oh, not too bad. Getting tired now. But
you been working hard today?
Well, I'm going to put some tin up on a bathroom ceiling.
Yeah.
Ready to hang a ceiling fan.
That sounds like work to me.
Yeah.
All right. That sounds like something that you got to make sure it goes just right when you're hanging tin.
Yep.
All right. Well, I will sign you up for this gift card, all right?
All right.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Uh-huh. Have a good evening.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, that's David Avery right there, checking in with us here and answering a trivia question, which you can do too at 740-383-9944. Which company, at Christmas time especially, obviously, uses Santa Claus for their advertisements? There are probably several, but this one in particular. Which company uses Santa Claus for their advertisements? Hi, we're on the air.
Hi, Nate.
Hey, Ernie, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing good.
Good,
yep.
Good.
Just enjoying this nice fall weather.
It is nice today, isn't it?
Yep. Can't beat it. You know, we've had a pretty nice fall.
Yes, we have. And the leaves at my house are starting to turn and look real pretty. And,
yep.
And the next step is raking.
A lot of mice laying on the ground, or my neighbors at least are laying on my ground.
Right.
I mean, cleaning up leaves, and I just keep adding a little bit at a time, and it's not too bad.
Does is Marion? Can you rake those to the road, and they pick them up for you?
Yeah.
I
usually don't. I've been just doing a little bit of time and bagging them, and then they'll pick them up the day after. You know, if you put it in one of the yard bags, you know, not a plastic bag.
Oh, okay.
And I keep them clean because you never know when they're going to come around and pick them up. And I just hate to see them laying around in the tree lawn. I don't have a whole lot of tree lawn, so it's just pretty full.
Yeah, that's the way Waldo is, too. You never know when they're going to come past.
Nope.
But if you rake them to the road, they'll get them at some point.
Right. Yep. Keep calling, carry on. I think that was another one of those Winston Churchill statements, I think, during World War II. So I guess that would be Great Britain.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, he had a whole bunch of them to try to prop up, you know, the people, you know.
Yeah, he sure did. He was famous for that, wasn't he?
They was under a lot of fire. You know, it'd be pretty scary to get those V2 rockets and bombs and stuff at night. You know, we've never seen anything like that, fortunately.
Right.
You know,
people
bombing us. That's a little scary.
Yeah, those they had those sirens would go off and
yeah. So.
Yeah, those some of the documentaries they show on those kind of show a little bit what they went through,
but it's
probably nothing like it was when they were actually through it.
I'm sure everybody was frightened.
Oh, I imagine, yeah. Talk about living in fear. Yeah, that'd be
it. That's why they was so appreciative of America coming over.
Right.
You know, they loved the Americans.
Yep,
you know?
They sure did.
All right,
Ernie. Hey, well, you take it easy, and you have a good
evening.
Nate. Appreciate you calling.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, there we go. We got a nice flurry of calls. We'll start off the program here, 740-383-9944. We'll check the offbeat stat coming up in here in just a second. Let's see if we can squeeze another call in here coming up. Hi, we're on the air.
Oh, Nader, Nader.
Hey, how are you?
All right, how about yourself?
Doing good.
Yeah, I thought I'd do your mile. It's 5,280 feet.
Yeah, 5,280 feet. I remembered when I was a kid trying to learn that, I would always say 7,280, and in school they're like, nope, that is wrong. I'd always get that answer wrong. For some reason, I'd always say 7,000.
Yeah. Becky's doing her hair. Can I put one in for her?
Yeah, sure. That's fine.
Okay, it'd be Julia Roberts for the Pretty Woman.
Yeah, right. Right. All right. I will put both of you in then.
Yeah, she was doing her hair, so I thought I'd just pass while I was on here.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you did. Glad you did. All right. You been enjoying the weather today?
Oh, yeah. I had some trees taken down and stuff, and then we just got a new freezer in and stuff. We're just getting ready to get everything set up and put our doors and stuff back on.
Okay. All right. Yes, indeed. Keep him busy.
Yep. But let's get out of here now. Imagine the buttons are pushing on the other end.
All right, Ralph. Thanks a lot.
Okay, have a great one, mate.
You too. Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All right, we'll take a break. Be back after these words.
In Marion County, the Marion, Ohio Weather Team. Get the latest conditions and more on our website at weather43302.com.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Scott, do you remember when Hillary Clinton came to Marion in 2016?
Yes, I do. I stood outside of the Harding Hotel in the rain waiting to get an interview that didn't happen.
You know why she chose the Harding Hotel to meet?
No, I don't.
Well, they used to have a hair salon in the lobby, and she could sure use it.
Here we go again. WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at wwgh1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app, and search WWG.
We are back, and let's see. Caller, are you there? Hi, we're on the air. Are you with me? Well, somebody tried to call during the break, and so try to call back. All right, we'll get you up on the air. During the break, I'll patch you through. Here we go. Maybe this is it right here. Hi, we're on the air. Oh, doesn't seem to be anybody there. Hello, are you with me? Nope. Nobody on the phone. But anyhow, if you'd like to call and answer a trivia question, go ahead. We'll put you in a drawing for a Taco Bell gift card. We're giving that away at 4:55 this afternoon. And 740-383-9944 is our telephone number. 4:33 is the time. And I've got some offbeat news here to share with you. A couple who found a small wooden boat on a Wisconsin beach discovered the tiny vessel had been placed in the water 27 years earlier by a second grade class. Lynn and Mike Bibeau said they visited a remote beach in Lake Superior's Apostle Islands and noticed something brightly colored buried in the sand about 20 feet from shore. Quote, I thought it might have been a net buoy or a net float that had broken loose from a commercial fisherman's boat or something, but when I dug it out and then kind of washed it off, I was really surprised and I thought, this is really cool, Mike Bibeau told KJBR-TV. The object, a small wooden boat, had a message printed on the bottom. It said, I am traveling the ocean. Please put me back in the water. The boat also bore the address of Lakewood Elementary School in Duluth, Minnesota. The couple contacted the school and learned the boat had been placed in the water in 1993. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, 5,280 in a mile.
Right. Yes, how are you doing today?
All right.
Good, good. And this is Miss April, correct?
Yes.
All right. Very good. Well, I will put you in the drawing for a Taco Bell gift card, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Hey, thanks for listening and calling. I appreciate it.
Okay, you're welcome.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Bye. All righty. Offbeat stack number two. An Idaho man showed off his coordination and broke a Guinness World Record when he sliced through 40 thrown crab apples while juggling three knives. Now, juggling three knives is one thing in and of itself. I can't even juggle two apples. Let alone three knives. But this is David Rush, who is in our news a lot. He has broken more than 150 Guinness records to promote STEM education, enlisted the help of neighbor Jonathan Hannon to take on the record for most apple slices in 1 minute while juggling knives. The pair had to beat the goal of 36, which was set by Josh and Cassie Horton on the set of Live with Kelly and Ryan back in 2018. Rush, who has been juggling since 2004, said it took 1.5 years of casual training and several weeks of serious preparation to get to the point where he could take on the record. Hannon threw 41 crab apples in the 1 minute time period, and Rush sliced through all but one, setting the new record at 40. Police in Delaware State, said an animal control officer responded to a newly built train station to remove a hawk that became trapped while apparently attempting to commute. The Newark Police Department said animal control officer Donna Vickers responded to the new train station, which is nearing completion at the University of Delaware's Star Campus, after more than 2 years of construction on a report of a Cooper's hawk trapped inside the building. Vickers captured the bird with a net. She said it had no apparent injuries, but the hawk was taken to Tri-State Bird Rescue for a thorough examination before being released back into the wild. So there's part one of our offbeat stack today. I've got all kinds of offbeat news. It's just 9 times out of 10, we don't get to it because we run out of time. But we'll see how we do today. It is October the 14th. Time to find out what happened on this day in history. In the year 1066, the Battle of Hastings occurred in England. The Norman forces of William the Conqueror defeated King Harold II of England. 1879, Thomas Edison signed an agreement with Jose D. Husbands for the sale of Edison telephones in Chile. 1887, Thomas Edison and George E. Gorod reached an agreement for the international marketing rights for the phonograph. 1912, Theodore Roosevelt was shot while campaigning in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Roosevelt's wound in the chest was not serious, and he continued with his planned speech. William Shrink was captured at the scene of the shooting. 1922, Lieutenant Lester James Maitland set a new airplane speed record when he reached a speed of 216.1 miles per hour. 1926, the book Winnie the Pooh made its debut. 1928, the first televised wedding took place in Des Plaines, Illinois. James Foulkes and Kara Dennison were married in a studio. 1930, Ethel Merman debuted on Broadway in Girl Crazy. 1933, Nazi Germany announced that it was withdrawing from the League of Nations. 1934, the Lux Radio Theater began airing on the NBC Blue Radio Network. And in 1936, the first Social Security Board office opened in Austin, Texas. From this point, the board's local office took over the assigning of Social Security numbers. And that's what we have on this day in history, October the 14th. Let's see if we can get some more trivia contestants on the line here at 740-383-9944. What is the name of the character that Johnny Depp plays in Pirates of the Caribbean? What is the name of the character that Johnny Depp plays in Pirates of the Caribbean? How many players are there on a baseball team? How many players are there on a baseball team? Which fictional city is the home of Batman? Which fictional city is the home of Batman? And we have another call coming in here. Hi, we're on the air.
Jack Sparrow?
Yes, Jack Sparrow, that is right. How are you today?
Doing pretty good. How are you doing?
Doing good, doing good.
Awesome.
Is this Sarah?
It is.
Hey, Sarah, it's good to hear from you today.
I must be a regular.
Hey, you're regular enough for me to recognize your voice anyhow most of the time. Sometimes I get you wrong.
Alrighty.
Okay, well, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Okay, all righty. Sarah giving us a call here at 740-383-9944. Yes, indeed. Who is the author of the Harry Potter series? Who is the author of the Harry Potter series? Which company uses Santa Claus for their advertisements? Which company uses Santa Claus for their advertisements? How many bones are there in the human body? How many bones are there in the human body? What is the name of the longest river in South America? What is the name of the longest river in South America? What is the name of the actor who played Jack in Titanic? What is the name of the actor who played Jack in the movie Titanic? In which ocean is the Bermuda Triangle located? In which ocean is the Bermuda Triangle located? Which U.S. state is known for peaches? Which U.S. state is known for peaches? And those are the trivia questions I've got for today. 740-383-9944 is my phone number if you'd like to call and answer one. I will put you in the drawing for a Taco Bell gift card. We're going to give that away at 4:55 this afternoon. So jump on the phone lines. It's wide open right now, and it's got your name on it. So call and answer a trivia question while you can get through. All right, it is now time to travel with me down the long hallway, make a right, and turn into my little classroom here. It's time for the weird word of the week, and I have written this week's weird word up on the chalkboard, and this week's weird word is scunner. Not schooner, it's scunner. S-C-U-N-N-E-R. It's a noun. The definition is an irrational dislike or loathing. Have you ever loathed something? Trying to think of something that I absolutely loathe. I would say I used to loathe exercising, but I've come to rather enjoy it. Since I've done it regularly, I look forward to it now, sort of. What's something I loathe? Huh. Maybe I'll have to get back to you on that. But that's what scunner means. An irrational dislike or loathing. The origin of scunner comes from the Middle English and goes back to the years 1325 to 1375. So it's been around for a while. So there's this week's weird word is scunner. You can impress all your friends and with your expanded expanded knowledge of the English language. How's that? Right? Okay. 4:44 is the time. That means we've got to get ready to take another break. We will do so and come back. It'll be time for What's That in the Mailbox? I've got another question that somebody asked me this week, so we will find out what it is and find out if I want to answer it. No, I'll answer pretty much within reason any question that I get in the mailbox, which you can email the mailbox, radionateosu@gmail.com. radionateosu@gmail.com. That's where you email the mailbox. And you could be on What's in the Mailbox, too. But we'll find out exactly what question that is when we come back after this short break. This is Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm Nate Redmond in Air Chair 1 right here.
Ted, I remember so well when you announced you were going to run for president on my show.
I do, too. But after a while, I decided to get out of the race.
Why was that?
Well, I didn't want to move to a bad neighborhood.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym. Stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
When Mother Nature strikes, who do you turn to? The number one trusted weather team in Marion County, the Marion, Ohio Weather Team. Get the latest conditions and more on our website at weather43302.com.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
That's right. Just search WWGH in that TuneIn app and it'll pop right up. The way you do that is just go to your Apple program. I don't have an Apple phone, so your Apple Store or Google Play if you use the if you have an Android phone, and just download that app and it'll pop right up. Hi, we're on the air.
Hey, Nate.
Hey, Bob.
Yeah, you let Ralph or Becky in. The kids can take a leave real quick. I got a quick phone call. So I'm going to answer one of your questions for them.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Wallace.
What was it?
Harry Potter Wallace.
Oh, yeah, Rollins, right, yeah, J.K. Rowling, yeah.
That'd yep. be for Tyler.
Oh, yeah, Rollins, right, yeah. Yeah, yeah, she wrote those books, that's right.
Yeah, that'd be for Tyler.
Is that for Tyler?
Tyler.
Okay, Tyler, well, you tell Tyler I said hi, okay?
Yeah, I'll hand it over real quick.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, 740-383-9944 is my telephone number, 448 is the time, and it's time for What's That in the Mailbox? And today we have a question from Larry, and he says, "Hey Nate, my wife has been after me to get professional pictures taken. When was your last professional picture, and where'd you get it done?" First of all, he's assuming that I've ever got a professional picture taken. How do you like that, Larry? Just kidding, Larry. No, no, no. I have gotten professional pictures done, and my last one was right before the pandemic in February of this year. My wife and I celebrated our 10th wedding anniversary, and we went to JCPenney's Portrait Studios down at Polaris is where we got them done. And I could almost tell you the name of the lady that took our pictures, but it's not coming to me. But she did a spectacular job. I mean, she did really good. We ended up buying several different shots. And Larry, if you happen to look online at JCPenney Portraits, I think that might be the name of it. But anyhow, if you Google that, it'll tell you what it is. You can get yourself some nice coupons. And you can avoid, what do they like to call that, sitting fees? They like to charge you for all those sitting fees when you go to a portrait studio. It's like, my goodness, I'll just stand and then you don't hit me for the sitting fees. Well, then they'd probably get you for a standing fee, I bet you. I don't know. But anyways, there you go. That's Larry. He submitted his question there, which you can too, RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. So yes, my last professional picture was in February of this year. And so for my wife and I's 10th anniversary, in fact, we even got a canvas photo we have hanging up on our wall at home. They even offer that. You can put a photo on a canvas, and it looks pretty cool. All right, 4:51 is the time here at WWGH Radio and anywhere on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. And well, let's see here. Let me hit you with an offbeat news story, and then we'll go over the trivia questions until time to do the drawing, okay? An Indian martial artist showed off his strength and precision when he donned a blindfold and smashed 50 coconuts that were arranged around the body of another man. A video shared by Guinness World Records shows the man wearing a blindfold and smashing the coconuts without hitting the other man with a sledgehammer. How would you like being the man laying there, having that sledgehammer come at you? My, oh my. The man smashed 50 coconuts in the 1 minute time period. The men, Rakesh B. and Prabir Reddy P., were awarded the Guinness record for most coconuts smashed around a person blindfolded in 1 minute. The smashed coconuts were fed to local animals in Nellore, Andhra Pradesh. So there you go. Over in India, they made this record. Man, about like being somebody that's standing there with an apple on your head while somebody shoots it off with an arrow. You couldn't pay me enough to sit there and do something like that, or lay down while somebody smashed coconuts around me with a sledgehammer. I don't think so. No, thank you. Not going to do that. All right. Let us get see if we can get a couple more phone calls in here real quick. How many players are there on a baseball team? How many players are there on a baseball team? 740-383-9944. Call and answer, and I will put you in the drawing for a Taco Bell gift card. Which fictional city is the home of Batman? Which fictional city is the home of Batman? Which company uses Santa Claus for their advertisements? Which company uses Santa Claus for their advertisements? How many bones are there in the human body? How many bones are there in the human body? What is the name of the longest river in South America? What is the name of the longest river in South America? What is the name of the actor who played Jack in Titanic? What is the name of the actor who played Jack in the movie Titanic? In which ocean is the Bermuda Triangle located? In which ocean is the Bermuda Triangle located? Which U.S. state is known for peaches? Which U.S. state is known for peaches? Can you tell me the answers to any of those questions here? 740-383-9944. Give me a call. I will put you in the drawing for a Taco Bell gift card, and we'll find out who the winner is going to be very, very soon. Looks like we have a caller calling in here. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, but everybody else called today, so I'll answer for you.
Okay, Bob.
Gotham.
Yeah, Gotham City.
Georgia.
And Georgia.
Eleven.
All right.
All right, Bob. Anyway.
Okay, Bob.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. And it is now time to do the drawing here, and we will find out who the winner is going to be today. So let us see here. Shuffle everybody up here. And thank you to everybody that called in today. I appreciate it very, very much. Oh, we have a blank that got in there somewhere. Get that blank out of here. No blanks hosing up the works. Okay, and the winner for today for the Taco Bell gift card is David Avery. David Avery, congratulations. You win the Taco Bell gift card, and you are our winner for today. And we will get that sent out in the mail for you. That's the way we do it, is send those gift cards out to our listeners. And that way they don't have to worry about coming down to the radio station during the midst of this pandemic and everything like that. So just keep everything easy. That's the way we do it. So congratulations, David Avery. You win the Taco Bell gift card. And like I said, thanks to everybody else that called. I do appreciate it very much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I do appreciate it very, very much, you folks that do call and play on the program. Okay, 4:56 is the time, and we've got just a couple more minutes left. So I want to tell you about pumpkin pie bars. This is our ladies' corner for today. And a recipe from my wife's kitchen, pumpkin pie bars. You can find this on my Facebook page by just searching Radio Nate into Facebook. It'll pop up and with a picture, and there you will have it, pumpkin pie bars. Here's what you need. 1 to 1/3 cups flour, 3/4 cups granulated sugar divided, 1/2 cup packed brown sugar, 3/4 cup cold butter or margarine cut up, 1 cup old-fashioned or quick-cooking oats uncooked, 1/2 cup chopped pecans, 1 package of Philadelphia cream cheese softened, 3 eggs, 1 can 15 ounces of pumpkin, 1 tablespoon of pumpkin pie spice. And here's how to make it. Heat your oven to 350 degrees. Line 13 by 9 inch pan with Reynolds wrap aluminum foil with ends of foil extending over sides. Spray with cooking spray. Mix flour, 1/4 cup granulated sugar and brown sugar in medium bowl until blended. Cut in butter with pastry blender or two knives until mixture resembles coarse crumbs. Stir in oats and nuts. Reserve 1 cup oat mixture. Press remaining onto bottom of prepared pan. Bake 15 minutes. Beat cream cheese, remaining sugar, eggs, pumpkin, and spice with mixer until blended. Pour over crust. Sprinkle with reserved oat mixture. Bake 25 minutes. Cool 10 minutes. Use foil to transfer dessert from pan to wire rack and cool completely. And there you have pumpkin pie bars. Again, just go to my Facebook page. Just search Radio Nate into Facebook and this will pop up. And while you're there, just click the like button and do that for me. And I'll appreciate that very much. And then we'll pop up into your news feed. Well, it is time for me to go. It's been a great show. Thank you for being here. You're what makes the show great, not me. This is your show, Offbeat News and Trivia. The show belongs to you, so you make it run, you make it tick. And we do appreciate that very much. Thanks again to our supporter, Waldo Tire and Automotive, for supporting today's broadcast. Their phone number is 740-726-2155. We're here every Wednesday from 4:15 until 5 o'clock with Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond. You have a spectacular day and an even better week. I will talk to you later.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LP 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. The place to talk. From presidential nominee, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams.
Okay.